This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Shanice? Honey? Honey, I have some bad news.
Let me guess. You are not coming into work in the morning.
Just let... No, but... You don't... Would you just... Let me... Give me... Let me get... Let me get... You're not... Give me a...
Oh.
Goodbye.
Great hang-up.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, trip to Miami.
Miami.
Hi, this is Robert DeMille.
Great big fart. Let them cream your daisy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I'm going to Miami. Here is the deal. Thank you, Will Smith. Trip to Miami for the WWE Royal Rumble. WWE is moving. Monday Night Raw is moving this Monday night to USA. We can watch Raw's live 3-hour homecoming event Monday night, October 3, at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, only on USA Network. Okay, let's get right to your calls. These would all be husbands who have things that they kept from their dear sweet wives. Now, imagine that, Buzz.
I can't.
Let's talk to them now. Let's first talk to, you got to love a guy named Caesar.
Ah, that's great. Let's talk to him right away, fat man.
Great salad. Hey. Great salad, great joker. Hey, hi. Hi, Caesar.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Okay, Caesar. Let me see. What's your wife's name?
My wife's name is Teresa.
Okay, what is it that Teresa does not know?
Well, there's a few things, but I'm going to go with that.
Just pick the best.
Well, she thinks that I quit drinking. Supposedly she thinks I'm an alcoholic. But what she doesn't know is that every day after work, I go with my buddies, take a couple of shots at the bar, get pretty sloshed, and I make her call me before she gets home.
So bye. That's a guy that we just immediately toss back.
Right, yeah.
Bye, Caesar.
Great Caesar's jokes.
Caesar salad. That's what Lydia has for lunch every day. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Andre.
Chicken or shrimp?
Hello, Andre.
Don and Mike. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there, Andre. What is your wife's name?
Joanne. She's a common law wife only because we're a real redneck.
How long have you lived together?
8 years.
8 years?
Do we allow it? Because we really like
if they're common.
Real married guy. All right. Okay, sure. All right. What is it she doesn't know?
Sinner.
I'm pretty honest with her. Probably the worst thing is every time she sees that there's a little bit of porn popped up on the computer that I tell her it's a pop-up and... I got it by accident.
Get out of here. Listen, that's the kind of pedestrian stuff. Really, if you're going to call the show with this, forget it.
But it doesn't have to be dramatic. It just has to be unique.
Yes. Mike, this
different.
Is
different.
This is part of the fun of these games, is going weeding through.
Yeah, we should have chopped him off of the knees when he said, common law!
Hello, Don and Mike.
Pay the piper, you know? Come on. Come up with the geld. Come on. You got to pay the alimony piper.
Hello, Dale.
Yes, sir.
Hi there, Dale. Welcome to the show. What's your wife's name?
Judy.
And what is it that Judy in disguise doesn't know?
About three years ago, I poisoned her dog and killed it.
Now, just let me say that normally this would be something you might say, wow, this one sounds great.
Right.
Oh, except we've had the dead dog stories, and I even mentioned...
Judy?
I even mentioned going into the break, we had a guy that who said he accidentally killed his wife's cat.
Right. How long did it take you to get everything coordinated for this, Dale?
I mean, basically...
With the lady that will be playing the role of your wife.
No, there's no role, brother. This is real.
Oh, yeah,
and there isn't, brother?
Brother, can you... First, before we get into this, and maybe you can tell we're a bit cynical.
Sure.
What type of poison did you use to kill the dog?
It was rat poison.
Oh, rat poison.
Rat poison.
I have a commonly accepted poison you'd see in a story.
Did it have a story?
No. I got a buddy who owns a pest inspection company.
Yes.
And
what kind of pest? What's the... is it a franchise?
No, it's not.
And that kind of, it's like an independent?
Yes.
What's the name of the company?
It's called Priority Termite.
What?
Priority Termite.
Mm-hmm. You know what would help your story, I think? Make your voice even lower.
I'm sorry, Priority Termite.
The lower tone.
Did it have a big skull and crossbones on the bottle?
But I don't know. He just gave it to me.
Yeah, because you wanted to poison your wife's dog. Why?
It just was ruining my house. I mean, every, you did his business all over the house and
so
threw
you,
up the carpet.
The house?
And I just got tired of it.
So you poisoned the dog. How'd you get the poison into the dog?
The morning before I left for work, he liked hot dogs, so I took like a whole pack of hot dogs, shoved the poison inside there, and he inhaled it.
A whole pack, so you gave the dog 6 or 7 hot dogs?
No, whatever was in a pack, yeah.
You said you shoved the poison in there. What do you mean you shoved the poison? What form did the poison, what form did the poison come in?
I like it when people lie.
It was like, you know, he always had to chip it off.
You had to chip it off.
Really? What form?
It was like a block that he gave me, and I had to like break it up.
A block of poison? How big was the block of poison?
Probably, I don't know, four inches long.
Yeah, so
4 inches long. How did you get it into the hot dog?
I had to chop it. I didn't put it in the hot dog. I just mixed it in the bowl with the other stuff, and he ate it.
What variety of dog was this?
Cocker Spaniel.
Hot. Oh, it's a little dog.
No, I didn't mean that, Buzz.
So he gave you these 4-inch cubes of rat poison.
Looked like cream cheese, I'm guessing.
And
that's similar to it.
And
but it was hard. It was harder.
Was your wife, Judy, pretty upset when her dog died of poisoning?
She about flipped out.
And allegedly, what did you tell her? I mean, you know, pretending
a heart attack.
That we believe you. And
did you take the dog to, like, a vet after that happened?
No, it's a little more dramatic than that. I left that morning.
Oh, of course.
I left that morning, went to work. She called me frantic. You know, he's choking. And she called me. I started feeling bad as soon as I got the call. So she said, you got to come home. And I'm out.
Why?
Working.
Why did you kill the dog?
Because he was destroying my house.
He already thought the dog
destroyed the house. So why would you be revealing this on a radio show?
My son's a huge WWE fan.
Yeah, now
trying to win.
Now, do you think? Now, is this a broken family? Are you there with
no,
mom?
No, we're still together. Maybe
okay, you're still together.
Except now, for the dog.
Now, yeah. Now, how old is your son, who you are allegedly doing this for?
My son's 9.
Your son is 9. Was your son fond of the dog?
Son was not fond of the dog.
Really, I've never known a 9-year-old or a child of any age that didn't.
How many years ago did this happen, though, Dale?
I didn't do anything to the one that they liked.
How many years ago did this happen, Dale?
About 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I guess.
And so you killed the dog.
Yes.
Allegedly with rat poison.
And your wife called you frantic to come home. Then what happened?
Well, I was about 45 minutes away, so I ran home, and I'm on the phone with her the whole time, and she says, "I think he died," and he fell down on the ground.
Hey, Dale, let me just, before you continue, can I tell you something?
Sure.
You're full of it.
Yeah, none of us believe
you.
Dude.
You're a liar and
dude,
a bad one.
No.
Now, hold
I'm
on
not
a second.
A liar.
Do you want...
How am I a liar?
How are you lying?
I don't have to explain why you're a liar. You're the one that's lying.
Hold on, Steve. Here's a guy named Steve. Hello, Steve.
Yeah, for a dog, strychnine and rat poison would take a dog to die days and days. It would be a long, slow, agonizing death.
Yes, Dale, and your response.
No, I'm sorry. Whatever the poison was he gave, call her. If you don't believe me, call her.
No. Right. We're going to call the woman who's going to pretend to be your wife, or maybe it is your wife that she's in on this.
Donna Mike has no idea I'm even on the phone.
What?
She has no idea. Nothing.
Hold on a second.
This guy, you were just saying that it was rat poison, and this guy.
Whatever the poison was, he told me us what it was to use it for. I'm no pest infection.
It was super duper block poison.
It was cocker spaniel killer.
Whatever it was.
Spam will
right.
be gone.
I fed it to him that morning. He was dead that afternoon.
Okay, we're going to keep you on the line just because sometimes it's funny to hear the bad liars try to do their play acting for us.
I'm telling you, I'm not a liar.
Right, okay, hold on a second. Let's.
You're the one who's lying.
Let's see. Here is Brandon. Hello, Brandon, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, how you doing, Mike?
We're doing very well. Brandon, your wife's name is?
Ashley.
Lucky Ashley. And what doesn't she know?
Well, you know, I always bag on her for horrible driving, and one day I actually backed in and dented her bumper, and I...
Okay, bye. Dent the bumper.
Can I say, it's not necessarily getting the winner as much as the entire exercise.
That's right.
Always such a joy.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show. James.
Yeah.
Hey, my friend, what is your wife's name?
Tracy.
Okay, what is it that Tracy baby... Oh, this is Joe and Tracy, just like our Joe and Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
What is it that Tracy doesn't know?
That I haven't worked for like the last 5 months.
Why is that, sir?
I got fired and didn't tell her.
Uh-huh. And how are you keeping the lie going with the money coming in?
Well, I've resorted to like gambling or playing like Madden online. And, like, Texas Hold'em to, like, keep the money going in.
Hold on. How do you play Madden online to get money? I mean, I understand you can gamble online with like with online poker, but right. how do you make money with Madden online?
Well, they have, it's kind of like a like PayPal or something like that, where you both give up your credit card number and you
or something like that. You know what it is.
Some kind of rat poison.
A lie.
Hello, Josh.
Hello, people.
Joshua, how's it? What is your wife's name, Josh?
Josh?
My name is Candy.
Her name is what? What's
Candy?
Her name? Candy?
Yeah.
Candy?
Candy?
D, M, Candy.
Correct.
And what is it that Candy doesn't know?
Candy doesn't know that I took my grad school money and bought brand new golf clubs.
Yes. You know, not thinking of, but I believe him.
I do too, just not what we're looking for. But at least we're moving in the right direction.
We are indeed.
Hello, Derek and the Dominoes. Derek.
Hello.
Hi, what's your wife's name, Derek?
Sonia.
What is it?
Sonia.
Sonia. Okay, and what is it that Sonia doesn't know, Derek?
Okay. This is about, 4 months ago, she wanted me to send some money to her mother up in New York.
Okay.
$200, that's, so get a money order. Well, my son broke his PlayStation 2. I really don't get along with her in-laws, so I just took the money out, went and bought a PlayStation for my kids and replaced theirs, and never sent the money and told them it got lost in the mail.
All right, Dad, listen, here's what I don't follow. I don't necessarily not believe you.
It doesn't matter.
But, yeah, I know it doesn't matter. Yeah. But also, like, why wouldn't, if the money got lost in the mail, why wouldn't your wife, like, be on your ass to follow up about that to say,
it was a money order. I would look for the money order. Hold
on. See, the thing is, if it's a money order, there would be a record of it, and you could simply find the number of the money order and find out if it had been cashed or not.
No, I told her I can't find the money order, the receipt to it. I thought I just bought it, sent it off.
Get out of here. The guy with the dog is looking a lot better. At least I'd like talking to some entertaining liars. Hello, Jason.
Hello.
Jason, what's your wife's name?
Jeannie.
What is it, Jeannie? Jeannie, get back in the bottle.
Hey, come on now, Jeannie. How about a nice live or down to mine, Jeannie?
What is
there it? There it is, Jeannie. I bought a $70,000 boat and didn't tell her in February. She knows now, but it's a good example for your show.
Okay, so
now, he wasn't calling to play because she knows about it, but he's been through his pain.
I bought a boat, Jeannie.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Eric.
Yes, hello, how are you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, Eric. What's your wife's name?
Jessica.
Okay, what doesn't Jessica know?
I've been taking a few dollars every paycheck, and I bought a shotgun from a coworker, and I have my mom holding it till my birthday comes, and I'm going to get it for my birthday.
And your wife would be upset with this because?
We have children, and she don't like guns, you know, so.
Okay, now,
we
have a finalist.
You don't like guns.
Yeah. Never hurt to try, you know.
Here's what I like about this, because it's unusual. We don't get a lot of these. Not only is he taking the money out of his paycheck that feeds his family, but his wife's anti-gun, and he's conspiring with
his mom to give
the gun he's paying for to him as a birthday present.
My mom thinks it's great because she doesn't have to give me a gift now. Because I already bought my own gift.
Okay, hold on. Eric, you'll be a finalist. Hold on a second.
That's funny. Man.
Hold on a second. Here is, let's see, Donovan.
You don't like guns.
Wayne. Wayne.
Hi, Radio God.
Hi there, Wayne. What's your wife's name?
Mary.
And what is it that Mary doesn't know?
Oh, I know this is a subject that you guys have been over before, but,
okay.
Right after we were married,
yeah.
And my mother works at a jewelry store. Well,
right.
She did.
Is this thing about the
fake
ring?
That's where we bought the wedding ring.
Right. Right, bye-bye. We already know where that one's going.
And we replaced a 4,000-carat diamond.
She doesn't know it's a cubic zirconia. And I took the money and had sex with a Haitian whore. And now the little love child is living right down the street. But don't worry, I killed him with rat poison. Hello.
I love it. It's all working.
God and Mike show. Bruce.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, don't bring me down, Bruce. Okay, as ELO sings. Bruce, what's your wife's name?
Bree. B-R-E-E.
Bree, okay. And what is it that Bree doesn't know?
Okay, theoretically, we still are married, but the divorce papers are in the works. So does that still count?
No.
Oh, come on.
Sorry, listen. No ticky, no washy. You know what I'm saying? Hello, Jim, Don and Mike show. Jim.
Yes. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there, Jim. What is your wife's name?
My wife's name is Jennifer.
What are you guys doing over there?
He's still on Brie. Nice, runny Brie.
Brie cheese, right. Brie. What is it that Jen doesn't know, Jim?
Jennifer believes that when I'm 33, Jennifer believes that when I was 18, my mother, passed away. My mother did not pass away. My mother has been in a mental institution since.
We've had this before.
Have we really? Well, Mike and I forgot. We looked at each other like,
We
Looney Bin is always good.
I think we've had this before.
Yes, I called you before, and I lost out to a guy who killed his girlfriend's parrot.
Get out. Another pet killing.
Recycle bottles, not phone calls. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Goodbye. Let's try one more, and it's Tom. Have we talked to Tom?
Nope.
What's up, Tom?
Yes.
Tom, what's your wife's name?
Wendy.
What is it Wendy doesn't know?
She doesn't know that I'm on the Windows Messenger she signed up for on the computer, and yeah. I pose as her when her friends and ex-boyfriends instant messenger.
I like that.
All right, and what kind of stuff do you write?
All kinds of good stuff.
Well, like, especially
the ex-boyfriends.
Okay,
that's
like,
the best.
Like, okay. Well, first off, it would trouble me if Frida's ex-boyfriends right. were still IMing her, but it doesn't bother you. What type of stuff do you write to the old boyfriends who are writing to your wife?
Well, I tell them things like, how you been doing, you know, just the normal chit-chat stuff, and then I get into, do you remember when, and then I open up, you know, and things like that. I try to find out stuff that happened back then.
But I mean, if it was, do you remember when, and you were talking to old boyfriends, how would you know the do you remember whens?
Oh, just things like, do you remember when we were in Portland together and stuff like, just things that I know that
stuff
she said
know.
They went.
All right. Okay. Do they come on to you? Do you flirt with them or boyfriends?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you ever give them the big kiss?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, how does that go?
You know, just one of those things where I want them to think that there's still maybe a spark there.
No, hold on. Like, not saying I don't believe the guy. I don't know if I
when
follow.
I said the big kiss, I was asking him, do you ever, you know, tell him to go to hell?
Oh, I have with one of them, yeah.
Mike, that's not what the guy thought. I mean, like, yeah. It sounds to me like the guy is sitting around getting excited,
pretending to be his wife,
talking to ex-boyfriends, like, leading them on, right?
Yeah, and it could be a little more sinister.
I like it.
Yeah, Buzz likes it. I would think if it was me and I had that ability, I would tell them all to go to hell.
Do you ever get dressed up and arrange a meeting? As her.
All right. How many of your wife's ex-boyfriends have you communicated with online as your wife?
Three.
Oh.
And have you ever done anything really damaging?
I think that one of them is pretty upset with her.
Okay, great. Tell us why, and we'll decide if you're a finalist. Why would he be upset with what you wrote?
Because he was the one that kept IMing, and I posed as her and told him to stop,
yeah.
And he didn't. And then I think I mentioned something about his the size of his thing was not, you know, where it needed to be, and there's, you know, just a lot of male ego damaging stuff.
Sorry.
The sector went off there. Trouble. It just sounded like BS.
We lost him. Now,
that means we only have really one so far. We have two finalists. Well, that one guy's not a finalist. We only have one finalist.
So, listen, I think, hold on, we have Eric.
Eric with Jessica, who bought the shotgun. He's a definite finalist. Then we got Dale and Judy, and Dale's the one.
They're the liars.
They're the liars.
And then who is Robert and Mary? Have we talked to them yet?
Nope.
Okay. Let me get this one. Hello, Robert.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Robert. Welcome to the show. Your wife, Mary, what is it she doesn't know?
Okay, well, we've been married for about 6 years now, and we dated about 4 years before we got married. And when we first started dating, you know, we were in the courting stage and just getting ready to, you know, start doing stuff. Well, the first time...
Courting stage.
Yes.
Okay.
First time, I kind of had to go to the bathroom, and when I did go to the bathroom, my twin brother came in and... done the deal.
I totally do not. No. How stupid do you think? You must think we're stupider than the guy who thinks that we're going to believe the rat poison thing.
No, so you're lying.
What you're telling us is that
while you were in the bathroom, your twin brother came in and made love to your wife
for the first time.
It was my girlfriend.
When you were ready. When you were ready to break the seal.
Yeah.
Oh God, have a little more respect for our intelligence, for God's sake.
And you're saying now this chick is not your wife?
She wasn't
at the
time.
We're married now.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. The whole thing is an elaborate concoction.
Hold on. You're dumber than the guy with the rat poison.
He is dumber than the guy with the rat poison.
All right, man. But whatever.
Yeah, all right, man.
I was telling somebody about this bit last night. That's the sign that you've got him.
Right.
Because really, if you were telling the truth, you would grab on and you would say, guys, I'm telling the truth.
You guys would just rip me more. I know you.
But yeah, sure you do.
Yeah, you guys, I know how, and there's always that agenda, too. I know how you is, you dumb.
You know, we got him right away, though. When we first offer resistance, they go, well, okay.
All right, I feel that way. I thought it was worth a shot.
You're lost.
Meanwhile, honest, wonderful young Eric, who's going to have his mommy give him a shotgun.
She don't like us.
She don't like us because there's kids in the house.
Right.
And don't forget there's Dale and Judy. Just because I want to hear that one play out, I don't believe those people.
Right.
I don't believe the rat poison. I don't believe he killed the dog. Mm-hmm. I don't believe the woman is in a... This is not true.
And it's not true because if she really was that banged up about it and it was, you know, this thing that he did, he wouldn't do it on a radio show. For WWE tickets.
And besides, I mean, yeah, hold on, let me get this tool back on. Dale.
Yes, sir.
Dale, now listen, don't call me sir, please. Your son, what's your boy's name?
Same as mine, Dale.
His name is what?
Dale.
Oh, so he's Dale Jr. Yeah. Okay, Dale Jr. Now,
Dale listen, III, actually.
Now listen, seriously, you know, regardless of if you say this dog was liked by your son or not, You want to win a contest. Now, and again, I don't believe you, but let's pretend for a second that I do.
I don't know what I can tell you to make you believe
you are willing. You are willing to tell your son that you killed a defenseless animal.
So you can
win.
Said my wife.
But your wife's going to keep this a secret from your kid?
I would hope so.
You think that you're going to tell your wife that you killed the dog?
If you're telling my kids, I'm not going to continue. But if it's my wife, absolutely.
Well, no, you were just saying your wife would probably tell you.
Don't you think that your wife at some point would say to little Johnny as he's getting ready for the trip down to Miami, have a good time. Incidentally, you know, Rover is the reason that you're going, and Dad killed Rover.
That would kill me.
And it's not like you went to a vet and had the dog euthanized. You actually, you know, if it's just very hard to believe.
You know, and then we get
honestly,
to the,
I mean, there's more to the story. I mean, I
know we've given you
but
some
if you
time.
You don't believe me, I mean, I'm telling the truth. I don't know what else.
There's
to tell
more
you.
To the story, huh? So you've had time to think about some more stuff.
Yeah, we've had him on hold for 10 minutes.
Why would I hold on for this long to be humiliated with you guys?
Because you want the trip.
You want the trip,
no,
you greedy bloodsucker.
It's been 3 years. Her pain's, you know, she's healed by now. But once I tell her this and find out the new spin on it, she's going to be pissed.
Is that the new part of the story that she's healed by now?
I'm sorry?
Is that the new part of the story that she's healed by now?
Listen, I'm going to leave this guy. Hold on.
It's like something that we go through, and
we are
when it's brought up, she gets mad at me again.
We're going to call her when we come back from the break.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Mike, I know you like the other guy, and the other guy deserves the win.
No, but we have to play this out.
This guy's just pissing me off now. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, come on. It's a four-inch piece. It's a four-inch cube of poison.
Ready for the way that's going to sound? Well, he's listening, but they won't be able
to. It doesn't
matter.
Fight.
Yeah. I killed the dog with a rapper. You what?
I love that dog.
I can't believe you could be that cruel.
You can't tell our boy about it.
Well, I'm gonna.
Well, I'm fixing to. Why? Why?
They all kind of go like that.
And then we'll get the trip, and we'll go to Bob Evans.
Hey, now, say a dirty word so they have to hit the delay. That'll really sell it.
Say you F-head.
Delay.
Go ahead.
Delay.
Okay, we'll start with him. Then we'll go to the guy with the shotgun.
Very good.
Of course, we got 8,000 other guys on the telephone. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
No offense.
And I tucked the butcher knife and held up to her neck.
Uh-huh.
I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you better start frying them eggs a little bit better than what you're frying. I'm tired of eating sloppy, slimy eggs.
The Don and Mike Show.
Tell me about it, dude.
They like to talk, and you like to listen. Don and Mike.
Thank you, dude, Walker. All right, let's see what we can do here. We're going to start with Dale.
Dale and Judy.
And his wife, the actress, or his sister, or his mom, whoever it is going to pretend to be.
Whoever he's doing this sketch with.
So let's call her now, and Robbie will have to get the permission to put her voice on the air. For one,
Mike?
Hi, Rob.
Thanks for dinner. It was great.
Hey, my pleasure.
I know that Don and Buzz and Gail are still well. We all had a good time.
That's there great. I appreciate that.
You got it?
Glad you enjoyed your orange roughy.
And again, her name is Judy.
Right.
Judy.
Judy in disguise.
And Dale, right?
Yes.
Right. And don't forget Dale Jr. Dale the third.
Well, an answering machine.
Oh, what a shame. That's Dale Jr. we're talking to. Dale the third is the son.
Hi, Judy. Right. I was calling on behalf of Dale. If you're there, pick up. Pick him up.
Okay, hold on. Hey, Dale. Judy does not appear to be there.
She just called me on my other phone here.
Oh, so she did.
Let me give you her cell phone number.
Oh, she just called you.
Hold on. Yes, give that number to Joe, please.
I didn't want to click over.
Okay, hold on. Give that to Joe. Yeah, didn't want to click over.
Right.
What does that mean?
He didn't take the call, he says.
Oh, I got you. You know, this could be a new part of the lie.
Uh-huh.
It could be a strategy that they came up with during the commercial that Judy was allegedly listening to the show and is shocked and outraged about the death of Beethoven or whatever the dog's name is.
Snuggles.
Lady.
Lady.
What was Casey Kasem's dog?
He was a little dog named Snuggles. That's what I just said.
Okay. Oh, sorry, Mike.
He was a little dog named Snuggles.
Here we go. Robbie?
Calling the actress known as Judy.
Judy Jetson.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Robbie.
Thanks for dialing.
Oh, you know, I should take this moment out to say, speaking of Judy's, my wonderful sister-in-law Judy's getting married this weekend.
Oh, yay!
Congratulations.
And, Judy.
And I love you, and good luck, Judy. And is she doing it the right way? Now, first off, she's getting married on a Sunday, which is screwy during football season.
Yes.
Yeah. But what's great about the fact that she's getting married, the service is at 11.
Voicemail. Right.
The service is at 11 on Sunday morning, and they've timed everything, so everybody will be gone and done by the time the Ravens-Jets game starts.
How awesome is that?
You got to love this in a marriage, that's their priority on wedding day.
That's good.
More so with John, her fiancé, than her.
Right.
That he said, okay, we can get married on Sunday, but everybody's got to be out by 4 o'clock so they can watch the Ravens game.
Well, that's good. Plenty of time for a nice reception.
Rob?
Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Dale, voicemail.
Man, I don't know what to do. She just called me from the house, so I know she's there.
From the house. Are we going to play that game again? All right.
There's no game, but...
Let's play that game. Hold on just a second. From the house. That's the four...
Did she not answer? I asked her to pick up. She didn't pick up.
That's the 410 number, right?
Yes.
Okay, Rob, that's line 3.
In deal.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Rob.
Oh, hold on. All right, this will be your last chance now, Dale. And please be honest with us. What happened? Did she not want to go through with it? Could you?
No, Don, I'm not telling a lie. I'm telling the truth.
Hold on, Robbie, you got her?
Good. We have your husband, Dale, on with us.
Okay, hold on there, Dale.
Here we go.
Hold on, Dale.
In order for him to claim his prize, we need to put your voice on the air. Will you come on the air with me?
Now, amazingly, we've gotten in touch with Judy.
When I put you on hold, the next voices you hear, you'll be on the radio, okay? Well, they'll tell you when you get on the air, okay? Hang on for me.
Of course, she's very nervous.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh, she's nervous.
All right,
here
we go.
Hello, Judy.
Yes.
Hi, this is Don and Mike. We're on the radio right now, as Robbie told you.
Yes.
And we have your husband, Dale, on the phone with us.
Hey, Dale.
Oh, hold on. Let me get him online. We've been waiting to have this happen for the last 20 minutes. Okay. Dale, go ahead. Tell Judy what it is that that you've been wanting to tell her.
Well, you know JD, the dog we had, right?
Yeah.
Hold on. Listen. Maybe you can understand the clicks and grunts that your husband speaks with, Judy, but we can't. Dale, you're going to have to slow down and speak a little more slowly so we can understand. All I heard was, you made me need to click again, J.D.
Right. We had a dog named J.D. and was my wife's dog, J.D., meaning Judy and Dale. And you remember how he died, right?
Yes.
Judy, how did he die?
He ended up dying with a heart attack and... a seizure in my backyard through my house.
Oh. All right, Dale.
Well,
I poisoned him.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not.
I'm telling you the truth.
Swear on your kids.
I swear on my kids.
No, you did not.
I did.
And listen, genius, tell her how you did this. Tell her how you, and tell her in as much detail as you told us.
The morning I left for work, I gave him some poison that Don gave me. And,
I didn't know you were involved in this.
Not you, Don. No, guys. And
Judy,
mixed it in with the hot dog.
Hold on. Judy, yeah. Do you guys have a friend named Don?
Not that I know of.
Priority termite.
Okay.
Don't say okay. Do you know the guy that he's talking about?
No, she wouldn't know.
Dale, would you shut up? I'm talking to your wife.
Okay.
Judy, do you know? So you don't know?
I don't know him, no. It might be a...
Why did he say you know Don?
He might know because it's business through his termite business. And
why are you concerned with justifying Dale's lie when he's just told you that he poisoned your dog?
I'm not justifying him. What are you doing? Nope.
Why would I ever put my wife on the phone and tell her this?
To win a prize.
Because you want the stupid WWE trip.
I understand that, but at the same time, you know, this is something that I did from her for the last 3 years.
Hey, you know what? We can clear this up because Judy said a couple of times, I don't believe you, and, you know, we don't believe Dale either, Judy. So if you agree with us, then it's quite simple. Dale won't get the prize.
Can I tell you? I don't know if he's telling the truth or not, but...
Oh, you changed. Okay.
Dale did not like my dog at all.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Now, hold on. Dale, pipe down for a second. Actress playing Judy. Question for you.
Yes.
Allegedly, what you're hearing here at face value is...
Uh-huh.
That your husband took rat poison and killed your family dog.
Mm-hmm.
And your reaction is, thus far, has been what? You've said...
I'm heartbroken.
Oh, you sound heartbroken.
Why are you making me cry?
Oh, I don't hear any tears. I mean...
Me and my son sitting here, if that matters.
Is it Dale Jr.?
He's a third.
Dale the third. No. Would you tell Dale the third what his daddy did?
No, I would never do that.
Don, that's it. We're done.
All right, well, then hang up, Dale, if you're done.
That's fine. If you're going to bring my son into it, I'm fine.
I would never do that. For you to do that and ask me that question.
Oh, now we're the bad guys.
Okay, we're the bad guys.
Oh, you guys are the liars!
Your husband has called us with this ridiculous
line. Oh, Dale, what a shock. You want to end it, but you're still on the phone.
If my son's not on the phone, my son gets on the phone.
Hey, you're a scumbag, man. You really are.
Admit that you're lying. You just wanted the WWE trip.
How am I lying?
Dale, we
told
you. My
wife's in here crying on the
phone. Dale.
Hold on. I've not heard your wife crying.
I heard her wake up some fake tears.
Right now, if you like to...
That was only after I said, how come we're not hearing any crying?
We just don't believe...
I'm dumbfounded. How would you react if someone just said that to you?
Well, you know what?
Would you be in shock or would you be crying?
You know, you sound upset with us, Judy. I think you should be upset with Dale.
You're trying to justify my tears or something. I'm getting...
Hey, listen.
We didn't poison the dog.
Listen, you
clampets think that you can pull this off on us.
I'm a clampet. You're the idiot that called me at my house.
Hey, idiot. We're only calling you because your idiot husband called us.
Have the job that likes to harass people.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. There's the agenda, like it always is, right there.
We like to harass people. Hey, honey, how do you think? Do you think we?
I don't even know who in what radio station.
Oh, now you say what radio?
I have not a clue.
Well, it's interesting how you said you're the idiots that like to harass people.
But
you're the idiot. I have no idea what radio station you are. My husband may listen to you in his vehicle commuting back and forth.
Honey, listen.
I could not tell you know what. There's much better radio stations.
There's much better radio stations.
Honey. Honey, listen.
This is
a beautiful act you're putting on, but understand
it's
this.
You know what? Your husband is a liar.
I'd tell you the same thing in front of you that I'd be saying.
Your retarded husband. Hold on. Your retarded husband called us.
And he's got the balls to try to stay with it till the bitter, bitter end when he knows that we know he's lying.
Because he wants a trip to Miami, and we don't believe that he killed your dog.
And meanwhile...
My husband hated my dog. Possibly he did.
So,
I don't know.
So it's okay? Hold on. Just a second, Judy. It's okay with you if he killed the dog.
No, it's not okay.
Well, you just said he...
I love my freaking dog.
Well, what confuses me... is you seem to be angry at us and not at Dale.
No, I'm angry at you because you're trying to insinuate if he is lying or if he's not. That's completely wrong.
Hey, listen, honey.
Let's take the dog poisoning out of the equation completely. You're concerned with us saying that we think he's lying about it.
What would you do? Would you?
If he's lying about it, I think that if he's lying or if he's not lying or if he poisoned or did not poison or if you guys are playing a joke on me,
we're not.
I don't think any of that is correct.
We are not. We are, and you're a beautiful actress. You deserve a daytime Emmy for this.
You know what? I deserve an Oscar, don't I?
You know, and what's amazing is that.
Come to my house and present it to me.
You know, what's great? What's great? You brassy woman and you brassy guy. You guys stay on the line. That's what kills me.
I don't want to stay on the line with you.
Well, then hang up.
You're not worth.
Well, why don't you hang up?
Why don't you hang up?
You're sitting here.
Why don't you go? Why don't you go ahead?
Hang up,
Judy.
My children. I really don't think.
Hey, it's a free country.
Hang up. We're asking you.
Hang up.
You're nothing but.
Judy, just
garbage.
We're nothing but garbage.
We didn't kill the dog, honey.
Judy, just hang up.
We didn't kill the dog with rat poison.
If you call in my house over and over again, it's called harassment.
Hey, honey. Again. Hey, bitch. Hey, you stupid bitch. Hey, you stupid bitch. Hey, Dale, you tell
your... Hey, man, don't call my wife that.
You tell your wife, who is a walking C word, that you called us and you asked us to...
I never call my wife that. You understand?
Screw you.
Your wife's a dumb bitch.
I know your radio station.
You're
screw
a
you.
Stupid hillbilly. You're a...
Oh, you got a little agenda,
nice.
Dale? If we only knew who you were?
No, you don't talk to my wife. Just like I don't talk to your dead wife that way.
Yeah, you brought it in. Oh, now bring that in. There's the agenda.
Hey, here's the difference. I didn't call a radio show to talk about my wife.
Now you got her pissed off, got me pissed off because you're insulting my wife.
Well, you're the one that murdered the dog.
Allegedly.
You're the one that allegedly murdered
the dog.
Hold on. You know what he just said? We're not talking about an effing person. We're talking about a dog.
Yeah, nice dude.
You got me pissed off.
Nice. You know what I'm going to do, Dale?
You got us pissed off.
Hey, Dale. Hey, Dale. I'm going to send a nice letter to your son, and I'm going to sign it Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. The letter will go as follows.
Yeah, keep it up.
Dear Dale Jr., your daddy is either an idiot or a dog killer. Signed, Santa Claus.
Right.
Now, it's amazing. You stayed on the phone the whole time, Dale.
You insulted my wife.
You stayed on the phone beyond that.
Hold on. You insulted us by calling with a stupid lie.
Yeah, and you know something?
It's not a stupid lie. Would I go through this bull BS?
Yes!
Yeah, because you want the tickets.
Yes!
Because you think you're smarter than we are. You think
I can't go to Miami.
You think you're smarter than we are, Dale, and
no,
you're
I
not.
I can't go to Miami. I don't want these stupid freaking tickets, man.
Oh, now you don't want the tickets. Good. Then we're all set.
Then we're square.
Then we're done. Then we're done.
I'm not taking my son to Miami. I thought I was here somewhere local.
That's
you
right.
You know how to me. It's not a lie.
I'll see what
you want to believe.
I'll see you at the pet cemetery. Okay, Dale?
All right, Dale, then.
Now, Dale, can you hang up this phone without saying F you, which I just had to delete out?
No, it's plain and simple. I mean, you understand English, don't you?
You know what? After all this that you've been through, Dale, you know what I really think? I mean, because we have all been shouting.
I don't care what you're talking to me anymore, Doug.
This is Mike. This is Mike talking.
The last thing I want you to do is insult my wife.
Hold on. Hey, stupid. Let's talk seriously for a second.
Hey, dummy.
You know who insulted your wife, if you want to take it like that? You did when you called a radio show.
No, I hurt my wife's feelings is what I did. I didn't insult
you didn't,
her.
You might have
thought about that before you killed the dog and called a radio station to talk about it.
You don't think that poisoning a dog, let's say that you did it, poisoning a dog that was named after your wife, you don't think that's cruel to your wife, but you think it's cruel that I called your wife a bitch?
You need to call your wife.
The bottom line is, you know, hey, Dale, this
Listen,
is Mike talking
right
now. My wife
wasn't a stupid bitch like
Station Dale. You put yourself into this. You are responsible,
Dale,
for this entire conversation.
Why don't you put your son in a box and mail him to me? I'll raise him. I'll raise him so he gets learned good.
Yeah, my son's well taken care of, Don.
Sure he is. From Daddy the dog killer?
He doesn't know that.
That seems to be where they draw their moral line here. And what's amazing is Judy, who was supposed to be so upset about this dog, didn't seem to be concerned with that at all. She seemed to be more concerned about making sure.
You've never made any mistakes in your life, have you, Mr. Perfect?
Mr. Perfect.
And Mike, you remember what she said? Well, when we asked her about that, well,
she can't answer my question.
He didn't like the dog.
Hey, Dale, can I answer your question? You know, I can't say what you've said, and you've used the words that we've had to delay.
I said, you guys have never made a mistake in your perfect lives, have you?
No, you know, your mistake today, pal, was calling this radio show and thinking
correct.
In your
my
limited intellectual way.
Radio show.
Yeah, you're right.
You're right, it was, Dale.
Yep.
Because you're a moron.
Huge mistake for you.
You know what? I'll admit that I'm a moron for calling your radio show today to try and...
You know, let's...
Good. Well, then we can all agree on that.
Let's just hope your son Dale the Third doesn't mess up the house. Or what? Or he's going to get some poison too, right?
Okay. Yeah, right. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, no, you did it with the dog.
Dog killer.
I didn't love the dog. I love my kids.
Oh, dog right. killer.
Right.
Dog because, murderer.
Right, because there's
call
a
call me that.
There's a difference.
Oh, I don't care.
I don't care.
I care about my kids and my wife.
No, you don't.
Sure,
you wouldn't have called a radio. You wouldn't have if you called it. If you cared about your wife, you wouldn't call a radio show.
And you wouldn't have killed the dog. You wouldn't.
Where would I be able to tell her this?
If the
I suppose you couldn't tell her in a quiet time in a very sensitive environment.
You couldn't tell her like in real life.
No, why? How could I do that?
How could you do that? You take her aside. You say, "I killed your dog."
You guys were my avenue to be able to tell her that.
Oh, you're so full of crap. You're such a liar. You're a friggin' liar.
No,
you
okay,
really are.
Whatever you think. Whatever you think. You
well, that's what I think. I think you're a friggin' liar.
Yeah, that's what I am.
You are 1,000%
I'm not a friggin' liar, dog.
Yes, you are. You're a liar. You are a liar, Dale.
You're so wrong.
Okay.
Well,
Dale, I mean, you're staying on the line. What else do you want? You're not getting anything out of this.
I
don't want nothing.
Have a good night going home with Dale the Third. Why don't you talk about your good times with J.D.?
Yeah, talk about the whole day.
Why don't you call your little boy aside and say, you know what Daddy did today? Daddy called the radio show and said that I gave a 4-inch piece of poison to the dog.
That's
and
great.
Killed the dog. Well, that's I'm great. Just repeating your words. Your
Absolutely.
Words, not mine.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think as a parent, that would be the right upstanding thing to do.
Because either way, if you're lying...
there's some things that you don't tell your kids, and this is one of them.
Dale, don't preach to us about what we tell our kids, okay? I think we got that a little bit more in perspective.
You stupid MF-er. Listen, what you do is... And first off, if your kid's 9, how do you know that somebody's not listening? Let's say that in some weird, bizarro world, what you're saying is true.
Right.
And that your name has been on the air, Dale and Dale the Third.
You called us. You gave us all the names.
Like,
you gave us the phone numbers.
So,
your wife gave us permission to put her on the air.
So what are you going
to
do?
They don't know
this
who I am.
This is all on you, brother.
They don't know who
this
I am.
This is all on you, Dale, whether you like it or not.
You're
no
a
matter
ass.
There are only two options here. You're either a scumbag for trying to lie to us or a scumbag for killing that dog. There's no gray area. Either way,
scumbag for killing a dog.
Either way, you lose.
You're an idiot. You're really an idiot.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Don and Mike show.
Yeah, might not happen again.
Very good. Might not happen.
I'm worried.
Oh, my God, this guy's a gem.
I'm worried. I'm going to call Arbitron and ask them what our share of dog killers is. You know, because we have like a 25 share.
He didn't kill a dog.
So
that's
worried.
One thing I believe.
I'm very worried.
All right. Goodbye, Dale.
Wow. Wow.
Well, that went well.
Wow. We're so late, we got a break.
Wow.
Got a break.
It's always something.
What, Robbie?
The Poison Supply Warehouse just canceled their subscription to commercials.
Oh,
sorry.
No!
Oh, sorry.
What a dumbass. How great was that? Buzz, I don't know what to tell you about the news tonight.
I understand.
That we got to do this right now, and we'll be back to get a winner in this contest. and then we're going to do that thing
right.
at the end of the news. Right? At the end of the show, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Roses are red.
Yeah.
Violets are blue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I.
The Don and Mike Show.
Warning, may cause an oopsie. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, we're running terribly late.
Oh, that's lovely.
Rob just found the commercial we have to read for Buzz's news, which is coming up in a second.
Can you burn that out real quick? It's kind of soggy.
Yes, Buzz, when he does his headlines here in a minute, be brought to us tonight by NBC Thursday, Joey, the live premiere of Whirling Grace, The Apprentice, Donald Trump, and ER. It's NBC Thursday.
Thursday.
Tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. We lost the copy. And Rob had to go look in the garbage.
Oh.
He said to me, Mike, it's nothing. He said, have you spit in here recently?
Oh,
you know, there's a lot of pollen.
I said, no, right. I don't think I've spit in the trash can for about an hour.
Mm-hmm. It was good enough for me.
Let's
before we
what
get
is
our...
the moisture on the copy then? What
that's,
is...
that's mostly water.
Water, okay.
Before
right.
we, when you prowl around when you hit the expectoration.
Right. Before we get a winner here, let's just get a little feedback on that contest. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yeah. Since I made it through that debacle, maybe I ought to get that prize.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Did you get a winner yet on that WWE thing?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I know we would get people calling and saying, you know, if they thought who was right.
I'd like to get an analysis.
Hello, Don and Mike, you're both running low on time today. Hello?
This is Phil Jr. Get me out of here.
What was that?
That was helpful.
What the hell was that? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I was trying to see if you were still giving the trip away.
Okay, listen, we are giving the trip away.
Don't underestimate the power of greed.
We are giving it away to Eric, the guy who says he is buying the gun with his mom.
Saving money from his paycheck every week, giving it to his mother. She's going to buy him a shotgun, pretend it's her present to him.
We're running so late today, we don't have the time to call.
Mm-hmm.
So, Eric?
Yeah.
Eric, where are you from, my friend?
Stockton, California.
Beautiful. Congratulations. You won the grand prize trip for two to Miami to the WWE Royal Rumble January 29 with round-trip airfare, hotel, tickets to the event, WWE merchandise autograph, and a meet and greet with your favorite WWE superstar.
Yes.
Don't kill any dogs.
And no, I won't.
Eric, it's the honor system. When your wife asks you how you got these tickets, go ahead and tell her the truth.
Please. Yeah, I will. I will.
And remember this.
This is just a little talk to my fans and friends, a little about me, and what I'm trying to tell them.
Pan.
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 Peter Pan.
Thank you. Oh, hold on there, Eric.
Pan. Yeah.
Hold on just a second. It's Pan. Pan. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Don. Yeah. Just wanted to say, did you notice that the woman never talked about the dog in the past tense?
Yeah, and also I noticed now it's possible they had more than one, but I heard a dog barking in the background.
Yeah,
as well while she was on the telephone.
And Buzz says he heard something in the background too from that guy.
But I heard a police radio at one point, but it could just be me.
Thinks Dale might have been a cop,
a lying cop.
That's amazing.
Hello, Don and Mike.
What was I thinking?
That never happens.
No.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, you're there. Hello.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Listen, hey, Don and Mike.
This is like your only chance for instant analysis, so so make it good. What's up?
I killed my cat.
Okay. I'm sorry to do this. We got to cram more commercials in. Buzz and I have worked on this contingency plan.
Yes.
When the show, in the occasion like today, runs late.
It's our plan B.
Buzz does have an entire newscast.
Yes.
And today, Buzz will give you simply his headline page.
Very good.
Right.
When we come back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.